Need a quick hit of Marketing Smarts inspiration? Here it is. We have lifted portions of our Marketing Smarts episodes for those of you who need a quick jolt of marketing savviness right now. Refer to the description for how to find a longer form version. And with that, here it is. All right, our first of the trenches question. Should I mandate that certain days be in the office? And as a leader, should I be in the office all the time? All right, so I'm going to give my perspective and I'm going to invite April to give hers. So my personal perspective is that I think you should mandate certain days in the office and it should be the same every week. That way you can plan those important connections that we mentioned and you can help to develop some level of culture with everybody in person. And hopefully then that culture starts to translate outside the walls. And but not in a time frame that is so long that people kind of forget. I mean, we noticed this with one of our recent clients who their style is to be working from home. Like everybody works from home. And then they brought certain folks together for this big brainstorming. And everybody was so excited just to be there and see each other. And they're like, I haven't seen you in person in a year. It's just so nice to be with people and have this energy. And you can feel the energy in the room. Like I've never sensed an energy like that in a brainstorming session, really. I mean, so there is something to that and you really need to facilitate that. So make sure that you are allowing that space and time, but it's much easier if you know which days everybody's gonna be in the office and you expect that. And so you can plan around that. You may need a flex because you might need to go to leadership team meetings that have to be in person, but we do believe, I believe, and I'll see what April believes. I believe in practicing what you preach. So if you are saying it's okay for your team to have this hybrid work environment, you should practice one as well in order to be able to model the behavior that you want to see. So if you're always in the office, it kind of makes your people feel like even though you're saying one thing, you're kind of acting another. Is it really okay? Is it not okay? And then one person starts going to the office every day. And then pretty soon another person does because they're like, oh, well, so-and-so is going, then I must go too. That's what I would say. April, what do you say?
Yeah, so I will say, number one, I like the team approach to being in the office. And I am also on board with choosing a day or two that makes sense and keeping those same days for the most part. So while you have to be flexible, this is where I will say you as a leader can drive yourself crazy trying to be too flexible. Yes. And we are seeing this happen. So just make the schedule what it is. And I do think that people will start to enjoy being in the office with their teammates together versus randomly picking, I'm going to do Tuesday, I'm going to do Friday, I'm going to do Wednesday, whatever. When it comes to the perspective of what you exemplify as the leader, I too feel like you should, to the best of your ability, do the hybrid thing. However, I gave the example before of a person who couldn't work from home for a whole variety of reasons. So if that is your reality and your situation, and we actually have someone, like I had said, that is the case, then you need to almost bend over backward to over communicate and reinforce to people and then not penalize about the fact that they don't need to be there. So my reinforcement is always, you know, as a reminder, I just do better when I'm in the office. I realize that's not true for all people. I want all of you to be here Tuesdays and Wednesdays every week. Outside of that, I don't care. And then behave as such. So if someone does start coming all the time and thinking they're going to get a leg up, you can't treat them any different than the rest of the people.
So fair.
So yes. That is sort of my, I think I just would say the simpler, the better for you and for everyone. And then be mindful if you're going to say one thing and do another and keep reinforcing.
Yeah, the FOMO thing is very real. Yeah. If you make people feel like they're missing out, then they will start modeling behavior
so they don't feel left
accordingly,
out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the second in the trenches question, what do I do if someone is failing to get their work done while working from home? In April, basically said this is working from home or a hybrid work schedule is a privilege, not a right.
100,000%.
Right? So this is one of the expectations you need to manage that we've said over and over again. And you need to state clearly that if any time that doesn't look to be working for the team or the company or the business, that it will be revoked, right? So that's the expectation that you're clearly setting. And it doesn't have to be fair that everyone gets the same privilege to the point. Like some people are going to have to be working more in the office. It's just the nature of their job. That's the things that they need to do. They need to facilitate whatever the office work environment is. The only thing that needs to be fair is everybody has the opportunity to.
Yes.
If they can, right?
Yes.
So that means if like Anne is like having trouble making her deliverables and they're not quality deliverables, I might need some more attention. And so therefore I need to come in the office and I need to be in an office environment so that everything can be more managed and more facilitated, right? Now, the big thing here is that you need to set the expectation that everybody must abide by the rules and guidelines. Now, don't be arbitrary here. This is really, really important. And you mentioned this before, April. It's like, if you're acting one way one day and then you kind of let it slide and then, you know, somebody else does it and then you like penalize that person for doing it, but you didn't penalize this person, things start falling apart. And then also make sure that as things are happening, even if it's at work or at home, that you're documenting things as they happen so you can have those really legitimate conversations. And if they choose to leave as a result because they don't like the environment, like you said, April, it's like, well, it's sad to see people go, but you have to facilitate the culture first.
Yeah, so I'll be real, real clear on this one. If someone's not doing their work from home and you deliver the message, they better get their butt in the office. They know what's good for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because really, and this is where I'll bring up respect again, right? They should understand that they need to save face and that they should play it safe for a while because they have caused you, said boss, an inconvenience with their behavior. So you need to nip it in the bud immediately. You need to cite specific examples. You need to reset expectations. You may need to do a performance plan. Like Anne said, this is a privilege, not a right. And this is where I lean into the pre-COVID days. At the agency, there was an opportunity for everyone to work a portion of time from home. However, they had to earn it and mm-hmm. then maintain it. And for some people, quite frankly, it was never an option.
Yeah.
And it was fine. And so I think that this is one where, I said in the beginning, I don't necessarily think that in most cases there's malicious intent associated with things. But this one, and you can hear me, hear it in my voice, this one's a really big pet peeve of mine because of the fact that it is a privilege. And so for the employees you want to keep and the really good ones, it almost is that they overcompensate, right? And I'm not saying that you lean into that behavior, mm-hmm. you take advantage of it or whatever. But it's more that they appreciate it for what it is versus when people are not delivering, I just feel like there's no exception for that and they're taking advantage.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. All right, our third in the trenches question. What if we lose talent as a result of mandating that people are back in the office some of the time? April?
Yeah, so first, reevaluate that you're not swinging too far one way or being unrealistic or micromanaging. The pitfalls, sure, or the dangers,
you.
Yeah, make sure it's not you that we've talked about in the episode. If you're not, then you're really going to have to be honest about whether they're the right people. Because really, do you want people that are not invested in the culture of the organization or that don't want to be part of the team or come in person? I mean, did you listen to what I just said?
Yeah.
The answer is kind of a hard no, right? So in most cases, really, I do believe that the people that you want to stay will rise to the occasion and the others will weed themselves out and that will be fine. Even if in the moment you don't feel like it's fine, I think over time you will see things like culture improve or people gel better together or those types of things. I've seen this work, quite frankly, as a really good criteria for who stays and who goes because the good apples are the ones that are feeling the impact of being isolated. And maybe it is a little scary to have to go back in and see people, but they'll get used to it again, just like they were used to it before, and likely learn to enjoy it. It's just the practice of being back in person. So for the ones you want to keep, help them. Give them a little extra TLC. Understand or acknowledge their emotions, be empathetic, all of those things. But like I said, the ones that you want will rise to the occasion and the ones that you don't want or need over time will self-select out. I really, truly believe that.
Yeah, I believe that too. And the additional point I'll put on that one, and it goes back to the earlier point we just made, is to make sure it's not you and you're not overly indulging your own desires, wants, and tendencies,
for sure.
Right? So if you're an extroverted person, you like people around and you just want everybody to come back to the office so you have people to hang out with and go out to lunch with and talk to all day, and your team is not wanting that, you need to really honor the team and you need to learn how, as a leader, to be a more of a vigilant leader and put your own things aside and your own desires and tendencies aside for the betterment of your actual team. And I know this is really hard for you, especially assuming some introverts who are like, they want it the other way, right? Mm-hmm. They want everybody to stay at home,
yep,
and then not have to go in the office and have to deal with that. It's both sides of the fence, folks. And so you need to figure out what's going to be the best for your culture, best for your team. And then you need to find the right solution there. And like we said, it could be a little bit of a test and learn. There's no right answer here. It really depends on the people. It depends what the people's tendencies are. And depends on how you get the work done and how you get really good work done, right?
Yep.
Still need help in growing your marketing smarts? Contact us through our website, forthright-people.com. We can help you become a savvier marketer through coaching or training you and your team or doing the work on your behalf. Please also help us grow the podcast by rating and reviewing on your player of choice and sharing with at least one person. Now, go show off your marketing smarts.